Yesterday we did the chapter on the two rakat sunnat of. Before that, we did the rakat, reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr Salah. Yesterday we did the chapter on the desirability of lying down on the right hand side after performing the two rakats of Fajr Salah, of Fajr Sunnat, and the encouragement to do whatever one has to do, whether one has performed tahajjud, etc. So here we explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, has brought this chapter, he being a Shafi of Shafi al-Mazhab, and according to their Mazhab, this is a sunnah, where a person, after the two rakat sunnat of Fajr, he lies down on his right hand side to take some rest and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we explain that according to us, this is not a mustaqil, a sunnat, as we say, regarded as a sunnah. This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it as a sunnah, as a wa'id, as a sunnah, as a adiyah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his whole night, or great portion of the night, he would be up in ibadat, just to get a little bit of energy, to get some strength, to perform the faraz of Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just lie down for a few moments before the faraz of Fajr. So today we start a new chapter. This is Babu Sunnati Zuhri, the chapter on the sunnah of Zuhr Salah. Here again we see that from amongst the sunnah salahs, one of the sunnah in Muakkada is to read four rakat sunnah before the faraz of Zuhr Salah. And this chapter is got to do with the virtues of performing salah, this four rakat sunnah of Zuhr. Now we see sometimes in the hadith that two rakats are mentioned and sometimes four rakats are mentioned. People sometimes ask that why is there a difference between mazhab? Why you get a Shafi is doing this, Hanafi is doing this, Malik is doing this, Hanabila doing this. So this chapter we're doing will be a good glimpse as to just an insight as to how some of the differences in the mazhab come about and why we say that each person follow his mazhab, because sometimes a person can get confused. But just to get a slight idea of why there's a difference in mazhab, sometimes people don't understand why you get a difference in the mazhab. But these hadiths that we'll do today will give us a little bit of an insight into this. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu called, صليت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين قبل الظهر وركعتين بعدها. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says that I performed with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم two rakat before Zuhr and two rakat after Zuhr, referring to the sunnah of Zuhr. Now here we might ask that these two rakats mentioned. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, what he saying? He said I performed with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم two rakat before the faraz of Zuhr and two rakat after the faraz of Zuhr. So ulama explain, here you get now the mazhabs, in the Hanafiya and the Malikiya, they say, no, it is not two rakat sunnah before Zuhr, it is four rakats. Why? Because the other hadith, which we'll do also today just now, the other hadith to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed four rakats, and then you get the Shawafi and you get the Hanabila, they will say, the Hanbalis as we know them, they will say, no, this is two rakats before the faraz of Zuhr. Because based on hadiths like this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two rakats before Zuhr. So now what happens is, Hanafis will say, no, this two rakats perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed was two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. Because his habit was, he would read four rakats sunnah at home. And when he comes to the masjid, there is something known as two rakats tahiyyatul masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read two rakats. So this is what Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to, that I performed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two rakats before the faraz of Zuhr. So now we get just an understanding of how the mazhabs take the shape. They will say that this is a hadith that Rasulullah SAW performed two rakats, so therefore two rakats in sunnah. We'll say, no, this two rakats was actually two rakats that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read as tahiyyatul masjid, or two rakats that he read after Zawal. When Zawal would come in, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sometimes would perform two rakats. This is two rakats. So this is not actually the sunnah of Zuhr. Why? Because of a hadith that are coming. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يدعو أربعا قبل الظهر. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not leave out reading four rakats before Zuhr Salah. وعنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي في بيتي قبل الظهر أربعا. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he would perform in my house before Zuhr four rakats. ثم يخرج then he would go to the masjid فيصلي بالناس and he would perform salah with the people. Here again we see that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, being the house person of the house, she says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform in my house four rakat salah before he would go for Zuhr. And then he would go and perform salah with the people. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ فَيُصَلِّ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will return to the house and he'll perform two rakat sunnat. وَكَانَ يُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ الْمَغْرِبِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform maghrib salah with the people. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ فَيُصَلِّي رَكَعْتَيْنِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will return after maghrib salah and he'll perform two rakat. وَيُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ الْعِشَاءِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then perform isha salah with the people. وَيَدْخُلُ بَيْتِي فَيُصَلِّي رَكَعْتَيْنِ He would return and he would perform two rakat of salah. One thing we learn from this hadith is that the home also we should keep it alive with salah. See how many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah at home. The house also, like how we keep the masjid abad, we perform our salah in the masjid. Let us keep also our house alive with nafil salah, with optional salah. Let us keep that house alive with salah. Now we might ask ourselves, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read the sunnah at home. Why are we reading the sunnah in the masjid? Sometimes where there is fear that a person will go home and he'll get distracted with other things, then it is better to perform that sunnah in the masjid. And also when you get a situation where people generally don't take the sunnah namaz seriously, and at that time it is nice to perform in the sunnah in the masjid as an encouragement for others that you also perform your sunnah, especially in the time when the youngsters all just want to walk out after the farz namaz, be it a jummah or be it a normal time. After namaz, everyone wants to walk out. Then as an encouragement for others and as an encouragement for ourselves, everyone performs their salah in the masjid. Here there is no problem and it's done for this particular reason. There at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would keep his home alive and he would go and he would read his sunnah there. عن أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر وأربع بعدها هذه أم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whoever protects the four rakats before Zuhr, meaning the four rakats sunnah before Zuhr and four rakats after it, the person is meticulous, he's particular about his four rakats sunnah before Zuhr. And then how we read four rakats after Zuhur, we read two rakats, and then we read two rakats nafil. So whoever reads and is particular about this four rakats before and four rakats after Zuhur, حرم الله على النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the fire of Jahannam haram upon this person. Why he was meticulous about this four rakats before Zuhur, and he would read two rakats and two rakats, he would read another four rakats after Zuhur salah. When Abdullah ibn Sahibi radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana yusalli arba'an. بعد أن تزول الشمس قبل الظهر هذا عبد الله ابن السائب رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would read four rakats after Zawal, after the Zawal time that we know, after استواء الشمس, when the sun now has moved. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would perform four rakats. وقال إنها ساعة تفتح بها أبواب تفتح فيها أبواب السماء. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that this is such a time when the heavens are opened, when the heavens are opened. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, فَأَحِبُّ أَن يَسْعَدَ لِي فِيهَا عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ I would like that my good actions go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time, heavens are open, he will perform four rakats of sunnah of Zuhur salah. One last hadith to finish off, short hadith to finish off this chapter. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا لم يصلي أربعا قبل الظهر صلاهن بعدها. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he didn't perform the four rakat sunnat of Zuhur before the Faraz, he would perform this four rakat sunnat after the Zuhur. So here we can see so many hadiths showing us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform four rakat. So this gives us an idea of how the mazhab sometimes they differ. One will take one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the others will take the other hadith, but doesn't mean that that person following a different mazhab should criticize him or he's doing the wrong thing. They also following the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming to some fazilat of this four rakat sunnah before Zuhur, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that no salah of the day equals the salah of the night. There is no nafil salah of the day that equals the nafil salah of the night except the four rakats before Zuhur. So like how the nafil salah of the night, what we know as the hajjur, the four rakat sunnah before Zuhur equals that in terms of reward. Like a person is leading the hajjud, leading the four rakat sunnah before Zuhur. And another virtue of the salah is that, like how congregational prayer got virtue over prayer read individually, salah, namaz read individually, salah would congregation, would jama'ah has a special virtue over that, like that the sunnah of Zuhur has virtue over all other, the sunnah of Zuhur has virtue over all the other optional salahs. All the optional salahs, sunnah of Zuhur has that type of virtue, like how the virtue of congregational prayer, Salat al-Jama'ah, over all other Salats. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making, being particular, performing this four rakat sunnah. This thing has got virtue, like how, as far as the Salat of the day is concerned, it's as though this person is performing Jama'ah. In other words, he's getting, the performs Jama'ah, it is multiplied 25 times, 27 times more. The reward is much greater. So like that, the reward of this performing the sunnah over all the other salahs, optional salahs of the day, is like a person is performing jama'ah over the person performing his salah individually. So we should take our time and make sure that we are not missing this four rakat sunnah before zuhr. So much of reward is mentioned for it. It is like a person performing tahajjud salat. As far as its reward also is concerned, Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as we know. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah salah. Read salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase our salawat. Try and read Surah Kahf. Try and utilize the time between Asr and Maghrib very, very usefully, especially to make dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.